98.4 Capital FM. 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music. And I'm going to, I'm a little bit nervous about this interview coming up, but we'll get to that. Now, your impossible question today is pretty impossible. I lifted it from the Kenya Constitution, Article 34. It states, all state-owned media shall, and there are three options here, all right? One of them is false. This is your impossible question, so you can answer it at 9:84 in the morning. Not you, because I know you'll know the answer to this. You, our dear listener, all state-owned media shall, as per the Constitution, be free to determine independently the editorial content of their broadcasts or other communications. B, be free to be impartial. Or C, be free to abide by their own editorial choices and mission statement as a publication. Which one of those is false? And I feel like my guest today knows exactly what it's not an impossible question for you. Welcome to Capital FM, Mr. Lempa Suyanka. Nihivyo?
Yeah.
Okay. Complaints Commissioner, Media Council of Kenya. First of all, let me start off by saying I'm sorry for anything I've ever done in my year on Capital FM.
No problem.
Oh, goodness. Now, Mr. Soyanka, let me ask you.
Yes.
I would like you to finish this sentence from your perspective as the Complaints Commissioner from the Media Council of Kenya. Finish the sentence. A journalist is...
A journalist, in my own view, is a very hard thing to do. To define a journalist is someone who engages in the business of entertaining, informing, and educating people. Because even the laws, the different regimes of laws that we have, it's very hard to define who a journalist is. Mm-hmm. Because it's all a matter of semantics and interpretation. So you can't just say that a journalist is this and this, and especially when we have new forms of journalism. You know, journalism is dynamic. We have social media now. Last week I was bragging that unlike there before, when we had the Media Owners Association, that anyone who has a Facebook, an active Facebook page, is a media owner.
Oh my gosh.
It's very dynamic.
God forbid. Honestly, some people, I just want to take away social media from them. All right, quick one. The role of the media is to do what?
The role of the media is to inform, educate, and what you've just been doing by playing music, entertain.
In what percentage would you say?
Probably informing should be around percentage now. These are three. I don't know how to put
it. I know, I'm bad at math too. We're in the media, we're terrible at math. That's like a prerequisite.
In Kenya, in the media probably does around 60% entertaining because it's music and all that. News come after probably some designated period of time. An hour, 3 hours, 1, 7, prime time news. And of course, what you call the news briefs, okay? But most of it is entertainment, singing, music, African music, Lingala music, music from the West and all that. Entertaining probably is the lowest. Not entertaining, educating. Mm. Educating could be the lowest. Because how many times does Capital FM has very educative programs?
We have so much educative programs. My goodness. That's true, but isn't that because a specific audience seeks an educative program? Like, what's, you know,
it's,
the problem
it's
is
because of our culture. Most people do not want hard things. If you are in school, you are in school to read hard things. Once you are relaxed, you want to be relaxed. You want to be entertained, mostly. Not to be, again, once you leave your job or once you are doing your work, someone is giving you very hard stuff on radio or on television. Mostly, they would want to relax. That's the reason why educative aspect of the media is the lowest.
So your job must be very difficult, though, talking about hard stuff. Complaints Commissioner at Media Council of Kenya. Are you in my mind, you guys get messages and envelopes and letters and you have to sit there and open them, and then there's some old shosho who's complaining that I said something wrong. What does your job entail, actually?
Our job entails enforcing the code of conduct for journalists, which is wide enough in the Media Act of 2013. If you look at it, it has 13 good points, or good 26 good code of conduct. It's well elaborate on what a journalist is supposed to be doing. And mostly, our task is to defend the freedom of the media. Because so many people, if you look at the history of this country, most of these media houses had been crippled by very exorbitant fines from courts. But when the Media Complaints Commission is set, it's a better way of handling complaints and stories that have not been reported accurately by the media houses. You know, we are arise to human, and in the process of collecting news within a very short time, stipulated deadlines, you are likely to make errors.
I want to take a quick break now to hit up some music, because we do have to entertain, but we also do want to educate, I promise, here at 98.4 Capital FM. But I do want to come back and talk about journalism and journalists and the price they pay every day, not just with their money, with their time, and sometimes with their safety. 98.4 Capital FM. Mr. Lempa Soyanka, Complaints Commissioner, Media Council of Kenya. I thought you were going to be Carly, but all I needed to do was play some Brandy, and it's got you set adrift on memory bliss, isn't it?
Yeah, it's such nostalgic. You used to listen to that song when you were in second year. Very energetic at Kenyatta University, 1994, 96, 97.
So as a complaints commissioner, when you hear all of these complaints about, I don't know, indecency on air or these things, you just sit there and go, we're all young once, right?
Yes.
Now let's talk a little bit. I've got some Keith Martin coming up for you to remind you of your KU days. Now, I was reading yesterday about how Senegal President Macky Sall, he said he plans to regulate social media. He calls social media a real cancer of modern societies, and goes on to say no organized society can accept what is happening in Senegal today. We're going to put an end to it one way or another. And now, how are you going to regulate social media?
Monsieur le Président, Macky Sall will have a very rough time, very hard time, because if advanced democracies like United States, United Kingdom, and Italy, and all those, including Paris, France, which Senegal borrows much from, are unable to control social media, I don't know how Macky Sall, unless he wants to go probably Russian or the Chinese way.
Oh,
otherwise, social media is like culture, and it's very hard to control culture, to regulate culture. You know, there are things that are beyond the law, like social media is part of culture. We have embraced, and it has come very fast, because by the time we left, by the time Keith Martin and Brandy Norwood were singing those, there was no social media. By the time we left KU in 1999, there was no social media. There was no email address. And within a very short time, something has come very, very drastic, and it is governments have been caught unaware. How do we do this? So it would be very hard for Monsieur le Président or Macky Sall to control social media.
So the World Press Freedom Day, which happened on Tuesday, I believe, the theme was journalism under digital siege. Is that to do with social media, or is that sort of fake news kind of vibe?
No. The digital siege comes in two ways. There is people using the social media to attack journalists. For example, they don't like you, and the way you are presenting this program, they send you. They go to your Facebook page.
Trolls.
They go to these other media, social media outlets, and then they troll you. They insult you. So many, and even the government. There is malware. There is spyware, where they can even troll you and actually get to infringe your right to privacy, because as a media practitioner, you require some privacy. When you are collecting, probably you are doing an expose, you require some privacy to do that. Now, once that has been compromised, your professional work has been compromised as well. So it comes that way. The government probably could use, or even hire, they could hire some mercenaries to attack you, or people who don't like you could hire mercenaries to attack you on social media. Unlike there before, where nobody would touch you because they had no forum. But now social media provides a forum where you could be attacked by so many people.
But you've just said that you can't regulate social media. So what are you? What is the Media Council of Kenya doing for its journalists?
Now, if you read the Act, the Media Council Act 2013, it's very clear. Our mandate does not go into social media. We are into our mainstream media. Because just as I have said, even advanced democracies, Trump was there sometimes back. He was unable to control, or with his grandiosity, he was not able to control social media. It's so difficult. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them, including things like YouTube. Some people have YouTube channels.
Mm-hmm.
How do you control that? It requires media practitioners, legal practitioners, and probably philosophers to come up with a way of controlling social media. Otherwise, a president or a government, one single government, without involving UNESCO, cannot just wake up one day and decide that we are going to control social media. It's so hard. It's like controlling culture. 98.4
Capital FM. I know you have to leave us because you're a very busy man. So what can we say about closing thoughts about how to protect our journalists, Mr. Soyanka? The Media Council of Kenya, we have the elections coming up. What can we do for our journalists, or what are you doing for our journalists?
We are set to protect the freedom of the journalist across the country. First of all, if you look at the act that put us in office, it's very clear our role. We have certain powers that if, for example, you attack a journalist and actually destroy his camera or his working tools, we have powers to actually compel you to repair. For criminal acts, we can also advise, although that's not our mandate, that once you are attacked, you also go to police and report something called criminal damage to property. We are also doing a lot to enlighten them on how to protect themselves, because the first act of self-protection comes from you as a journalist. We will also enforce the code of conduct for journalists, because that's what protects them. If you adhere to the code of conduct for journalists, the populace or the government and the citizens will respect you. But if you engage in issues that are not ethical or unethical practices in the process of reporting and collecting news, definitely you lose the confidence that the citizens of Kenya have. You realize that the media in Kenya enjoys a lot of public confidence because of things that they have done before and things that they continue to do. The media in Kenya has played a very good role in expose. You remember this lady called Janet Mwambia the other day did a very good expose on people buying guns from police. You remember Goldenberg, you remember COVID-19, Haste, you remember NYS, Haste.
Of course, these people...
All those are done by the media.
Yeah, we put ourselves in the line of fire and the line of a lot of stress and pressure. But the Media Council of Kenya will protect.
Yeah, the Media Council has an obligation as per the law to protect the media, to protect journalists in their day-to-day work of entertaining, informing and... educating the public.
Fantastic. Yes. Thank you so much for coming to Capital FM this morning. 98.4 Capital FM.